with Jeff No Chaser, and we are live streaming for today's show. What up, Jeff? Shit, man, I can't call it, bro. Like, we live streaming today. Like, people can actually see us. Out of all the conversations that we will have, like, with, like, we finally live, like, y'all can finally see, like, what we're going to talk about. Now, the topic that we have for the day that we want to discuss. Jeff already like, bro, don't even go there with me. So it's about to be fun. All right. So the topic that we had today, we talking about work wives and work husbands, but Jeff, I gotta mention something. Now I seen something on Instagram that I think ties in really well to this. Can I tell you about it? Can I tell you about it? All right, so check this. Now, this lady was on Instagram and she was talking about wife material, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we all know we looking for wife material. For men, we may look at her and say, hey, you know what? She got to have a big booty. She got to have some features, right? Now, we also look at, you know, can she cook? Can she clean? You know, all of that good stuff, right? Now, the lady basically was saying that how can the women of today be wife material, but not know what wife material is because they ain't never seen wife material. It's kind of like being a parent with no playbook. So help me understand. Just give me your point of view on this, because personally, I think she's hitting on something. She's absolutely right. You can't be a great father without a great father example. Because there's no playbook to be a parent. Now, you can't be a great wife if you ain't never seen a great wife. You can't be a great husband if you never seen a great husband. So let me hear your perspective on this, because I'm kind of floored by the whole thing. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, if that's what they see, how can they? Well, I guess if there's another female in your family that's holding the house down, holding the job down, you know what I'm saying? And they see that, maybe they can be like, I'm gonna take more to her than my mama to running in and out, you know what I'm saying? But if they don't see that auntie, that cousin, that friend, they grow up doing what they know best. And that's being the new, I hate to say that, but the new hoe. You know what I'm saying? She's winning. Even though the wife gets half of everything. That's only if you get caught. If you don't get caught, the wife, the side bitch is like getting over, bro. She getting tripped.
Don't do them like that. I mean, look, I ain't mad at you. Like, I feel like there's some validity to that. They getting the 304s, the hoes, whatever you want to call them. You know, you want to add it up on the calculator and shit. You could do that. But yeah, they out there doing everything that they need to do to get what they need. And if that means that they got to have 5 or 10 beneficiaries, they're going to have 5 or 10 beneficiaries. And it ain't going to be no problem with it. So I agree. It's hard to go out here and try to find a wife when everybody is out here just kind of trying to take care of them. Like they say, you can't turn a hoe to a housewife. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. But you can. Can you? You can't turn a hoe to a housewife. Matt, the right bait. You talk. No, I don't. First of all, I don't believe that. I don't think you could take a woman that has been for the streets, with the streets, and then be like, look, I'm gonna make you what it is, and I'm gonna make you somebody. You know what I'm saying? No. Look. Okay.
But if the right guy come along,
mm-hmm.
and he got that bank account number that she looking for, oh, that hoe retired, bro. She's a white guy. Until
see, you said the key word right there, money. It yeah. comes down to money. So. Look, I don't know. I ain't never tried to hook a hoe.
It's guys out here that's gonna pay for it. So are they wrong? No.
Of course they're wrong.
They're not wrong.
They're wrong as hell.
For what?
They're wrong as two left feet.
For what?
I don't know. Shit. Fuck up, Bozo.
No, fuck that. They're not wrong. They're right there because if she's not going to give me what I want, then I'm gonna go find somebody else. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to find somebody else.
But I find that so unnecessary though.
Why?
Because like there's nothing genuine about it. Okay.
They chasing money, that's genuine.
How is it that is shallow and empty?
But that's genuine. That's, okay, it's just like
that's realist is what that shit is. Okay.
Okay. We fucking 5 or 6 women and got a man woman at home. Does that make us any better?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. You got a point there, valid.
Or you can be one of the young girls that sit at home playing a video game, making a couple of dollars for his girl in the work world, banging money out, getting $200,000 to $300,000 a year. They live in this nice house. But he's still playing video games, getting $1,000, bro.
You know what? I can see.
Okay. You got to look at it both ways, bro.
Okay, facts. You're absolutely right. Good. You know, women, go out there and do whatever you need to do to get money. You know, if that's OnlyFans, if that's on a quarter or Woodward and 6 Mile, if that's being a high escort, do whatever you need to do to go ahead and get that money, and it'll be fine, I guess. Shit, I don't know, but I mean, is there any kind of look? They got diseases. Never mind. I'm not gonna go there with any and everybody. I'm not even going to go there with you, Jeff. Like, I'm just not about to do it. But I do agree. But I feel like this is what's leading. Do you think or believe like this is leading to divorce in ways because these women don't know, these men don't know how to be husbands or treat a woman, and these women don't know how to cater to a man and be a wife? Hold on, but why? Okay.
I think if you at home and you make it home, you gotta make that decision for yourself. You gotta say, all right, I know if I step out, it's a possibility I can get caught. And it's a possibility I can throw all this away.
Right.
So that female that's chasing that money, only thing in her mind is where the next dollar at?
Right.
What it makes John at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if she push up on me and I say yes, then I'm ready to risk everything for a half hour of fun, bro.
Okay, but why is always letting the man get caught? What about the woman? What if the woman gets caught?
If the woman out here, the man out here doing his thing, she out here banging every time Nick and Harry, and ain't at home giving him none, then yeah, I'll be mad as fuck too. We are visual creatures. So once you tell us you did cheat, our first mind is, man, he was power driving her. Know it, you know, hand on our head, something like.
Before you go on with your description, listen, everybody, we are taking phone calls live. Okay, you can give us a call at 947-225-1263 and you can join in on this discussion. Don't wait, because Jeff No Chaser is about to say a whole bunch of stuff that you may not want to hear. You may be ready, you may not be ready for it. So if you want to get in on this discussion, regardless of the case of what we say, how we say it, listen, 947-225-1263. You can go ahead and join this discussion right now. Because I don't know where it's about to go, but I know the next topic about to get real live. Now, if talking about wife material, okay, if we look at the work husband and the work wife, okay, and we look at, you know, husband material, let's just throw husbands in it, husband material, wife material, is a problem that we can't find what we're looking for in our immediate partner, but we find relationship with this person at work, because technically you're with them 8 hours out the day, you with your spouse another the rest of the 16 hours that you have available, and five to eight of those you're asleep. So essentially you probably only got about 10 hours with them, if that, and that all depend on what their schedule is, if y'all have kids and so forth. I live off of 8 hours of work time a day, and it's only me. Okay.
So I'm at home probably a total of, I get home probably about 5 o'clock. 5 to 8, I'm with my family.
Okay.
I'm back in bed about 8:30, no later than 9, because I gotta get up about 3:45 in the morning.
Okay. Just because you work 10, 12 hours.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there to do it, bro. So
And work two jobs and, you know, all that stuff like that. But again, when you're thinking about that, like, what are your thoughts when it comes to talking about going that extra step of having that? I'm not gonna say inappropriate, but that very personal level of conversation with someone.
My thing is this: you can have a good friend that you work with, and you can go. It could be opposite sex, it could be male or female, whichever you go. And y'all can sit and kick it, and that male or female will give you some good advice about your household, because right, they're outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying you be like, so shit, let's go get some drinks. And y'all end up at the bar, you rubbing her leg, she rubbing your leg. Now, my thing is
this. She started rubbing my leg, we got a problem.
My thing is this. I heard on the radio that wife work wife, work husband is like some basically saying that y'all just cool, y'all can depend on each other, shit like that. Nah, I can only depend on my wife. You know what I'm saying? I got two cool ass friends that I work with. Two females, cool as hell. They will not go over that line because they respect me and they respect themselves. But the most, they respect my wife.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't push, you know, nothing towards neither one of them because I'm married. Do I want to fuck my marriage up? No, I don't.
Okay.
That's what you got to ask yourself when you come into, all right, I'm going to sit down and kick it with this chick. And then it started getting personal. So what panties you like wearing? What? Why would you want to know that? You're married. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you ain't even got to ask what type of panties she like wearing. I mean,
you could, damn near probably showing
you. Definitely showing you. You definitely can see it.
Yeah.
You know.
But by you being a married man, why you sitting there looking? I mean, don't get me wrong. Every okay. man looks. I mean, you got eyes. Facts. You got eyes. I'm not saying, oh, she's showing pants. Let me on. You ain't gay. You know? Hey, man, don't cancel me. But, but I'm just saying, you go look because you a man. That you can't look at me.
Well, you know what? There's some men that are very dedicated to their wives that do not look.
I commend them. I give them. I mean, more power to him. Me personally?
You personally?
I'm definitely going to look. I'm a man.
We can't just classify it. Just because you're a man doesn't mean you have to look.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's a beautiful woman. Just bent over and has a nice butt.
But you ain't got to look.
Okay, I'm a peek.
You ain't got to peek.
I'm not going to look at my peek. Only booty titties as I've been seeing and in person is my wife, and I love everything. I love it. But
I commend you on your conviction.
But if another woman walked past me and she has a nice shape, I'm gonna look because I just am.
Let me ask this. And women, I kind of want your opinion. So definitely call in and chime in to our podcast. Cause we're going live. I'm gonna throw you that number one more time. It's 947-225-1263. You know. I just gotta ask, if a man looks at another woman, are you offended by that? I know there are some women that are not offended by a man that looks, but there are some women that'll cut your throat if you look.
That's very, very
protective.
Not even protective. I don't even know what the word is. Because if I'm not saying, look, if y'all on our first date, I ain't saying, man, make sure you turn around and check that other chick out. I'm not saying that. Most guys look at other women when they're not with their wife. I mean, okay. It's not no, oh, yeah, I hit that. It's just a glance, look, okay, and keep it moving. That's it. I'm not saying you stop looking. Watching, I think she had 34, 26, 25. No, I'm not saying that, you know. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, just remember, you're still married. You got to still be respectful. Because what if that same woman, you go take your wife lunch, and guess what? You walk past that woman, and she worked with your wife. And she didn't caught you stopping, staring at her, looking dead at her. You see what I'm saying?
You know, there was one time I was in a store. And this was this girl I was dating. And I'm looking, you know, I'm just walking, you know, we're walking down the aisle or whatever. And she seen the girl before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, dang, did you see that ass? And I was like, No. Granted, I did. Look, I couldn't help it. Like if you ever seen like the Walmart hallway, she took up half of it. it was kind of hard to miss. You know, not trying to be, you know, whatever. You know, what classified is, but. She's like, did you look? I'm like, no. She's like, you did look. I was like, I didn't look. She's like, well, you can look. I'm like, I ain't gonna look. I feel like this just a setup. Bro, like, I didn't want to die that day. I didn't want to die that day. But I'm gonna be, look, I don't have a work life. You know, and to be quite honest, I'm single. So I don't have a work wife. You know, I have people at work I'm cool with, but ain't nobody sponsoring me at work. Like, ain't nobody buying me no food. Ain't nobody going to lunch with me. Like, none of that stuff is happening. None of it. You know, and matter of fact, I feel a little bit of fucking offended. Now I think about this shit, I'm a little goddamn offended. Because I should be getting treated, goddamn. I should be getting all the love. I don't take myself up. No, I want to be sponsored. Is there any ladies out there willing to sponsor MNG? No. Like, do you know what I could do for you? That's how women be talking. Do you know what I could do for you?
They don't already know.
You know
what I'm saying?
You know, okay, so we're gonna go back to a previous story or a previous incident that happened this year. I ain't gonna go into all kind of details. But a woman basically told me, like, if I had took initiative to come and see you, how would you feel about that? And I was like, well, shit, you took initiative. Like, women rarely ever take initiative. So for a woman to take initiative, like, I appreciate the fucking effort. Cause sometimes, and this is just speaking for me, if I'm out and about, my mind is somewhere else. Like, I'm gone. So I'm not thinking about talking to a woman. Like, I may see a cute woman, whatever. I'm like, dang, man, she cute. But my mind is like, we gotta go over here and we gotta finish this right here. Like, yep. How long is this delay gonna be? Cause this is about to turn to like a 5, 15, 20 minute conversation. Cause you can't just walk up to a girl and be like, look, can I get your number? Can I get your call? For real, for real. Because you don't know how the conversation is gonna go. She may be a person that got jokes. She may crack on you. And then it turns like into a little back and forth, and you turn a 5 minute conversation to 60 minutes, and you ain't lost all the time that you supposed to go do something. Now, if it's worth it, then down the line, cool. But either way it go, you taking that risk to make a determination like, hey, should I go ahead and holler at this person? I'll be honest, I ain't taking no risks, man.
I'm happy that I got married when I got married, because the way that like the whole single life is now, the whole single, like, it's no, let's go to get your boys together, go to the club, meet females and, you know, take them out. It's get up, go to the club, and you may meet a female, you may not, you might get into a fight.
Well, the fight was always there.
I mean, the fight was always there.
The fight was always there.
Yeah, but you have more chance of coming home with like maybe 7, 8 numbers. You know what I'm saying? Take your pick, run them down. Some of them might not remember you the next couple of days because you know you don't call the next day. You call 3, 4 days later.
Right.
Probably out of that 7, 4 of them ain't gonna remember you. Right. You know, but the other 3, you could get to talking to them and yeah, that cool. Nice. Like, you don't go to clubs and meet nobody no more. You meet everybody, man, through the computer now, man.
You're definitely not going to clubs and meet anybody. You know what you're going to club? You know what you're going to club to do?
You're drunk and fight.
What is up with you and fighting?
That's, bro, I'm telling you, the last couple of times that I went out, bro, damn near got into fights, bro. Like, for real. And I'm sitting here like, is it me? Like, is it me? Man, please. It was definitely there.
I personally don't believe it. You know better than me.
Only time we've been out and we had a fucking phenomenal time, bro, is we was in Jamaica. It was me and a wife, my uncle, his wife. We was out at some little club, man, and we had a fucking ball, bro. Dancing, wasn't nobody standing up against the wall looking at you trying to, yeah, who they leave, man. It wasn't none of that, man. It was just having a good ass time. That was the last time I had a good time at a club, man.
I don't believe that.
I come to the club in Detroit and be like, man, there's 13 niggas over there standing, 7 over there. All right, all the women on the dance floor. Ain't none of the guys drinking. They got the same cup they done had all night. Like, man, what you on, bro? Come on. Have a good time. Damn. They don't know how. They don't know how to let that guard down and just have a good time. I mean, they got to keep that edge up. I ain't mad at him.
I mean, me personally. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't been to the club in a while. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when I go to the club, you know what I see? I see women dancing on women.
Yeah.
That's what I see. I see, not only do I see women dancing on women, I see women not want to be bothered with. Okay. You got to go in there, you try to talk to a woman, you know. Normally she got her friend right there. A friend want to cock block and want to be in your way. You know, you trying to get her number and she like, well, she's single. She trying to find herself. Well, I'm trying to find her. I'm trying to find her good spot. Man, ain't nobody buying the whole party a shot. We not doing that.
I'm talking about the whole party. I'm talking about 7 shots. We all taking shots, y'all. Bang. And they don't drink. But nowadays they probably want the whole bottle, bro. No, we don't want no shot, we want the bottle. Damn.
And look, then they picked the most expensive bottle up there that they ain't never had before.
Thanks.
Like
they trying to say it. I want the Fumata Sala. What is
that? Look, she only had the flight bottle and she like, well, I can't afford the real bottle. But I'm gonna get this $10 flight bottle, and then we gonna go from there. But hey, if y'all want to go ahead and join this conversation, man, y'all definitely need to go ahead and chime in. Give us a call at 947-225-1263. Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. I hope this number works.
Or you can hit us up at.
Man, go ahead, get your number out, man. We can put them on speakerphone, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
You'll be able to run a phone calls in the middle of the night. Yeah. Your wife go. You know, hey, man, I seen you at your funeral. why you won't be sick at your funeral? Cause man, look, I'ma remember you. Hold on. Look, I do great at karaoke. I can do a cover. I can do a cover. So, I'm doing it at your funeral. You know what? We may not be able to find your body, so it may be a memorial. So look, listen. I want to hear from the people. Like, what do y'all think about these work husbands and work wives? What do y'all think about this wife material? What do y'all think about not seeing a wife in your family, you know? And if you have a good example of a wife, like, how does that affect you today? Because I can tell you right now, and I'm gonna just be honest, okay? Can I be honest with the group? My dad was a hoe. Now, I know he my friend on Facebook. So if he see this, he was a hoe. Now, I'm gonna tell you, I ain't never seen the same woman in my dad's house ever. Never seen the same woman. Now, to be honest, that's a credit to him. Now, I really think it's because he's 6'2". I really think it's his height. Cause clearly this shit ain't working for me. At 5'9". Well, that was a different time.
Hell yeah.
That was a different time.
You had to have that game. You had to have that. You had to speak. You had to talk. How the fuck did he do that, man?
I don't know, because he can't speak English. look, my old man cannot speak English. And I don't mean I speak English where like he speaks Spanish or broken English and other shit like that. Like I'm saying, like my dad talks so fast. There's only so many people in the world that can understand. Like, I'm gonna tell, like, I don't know if he ever told you this story. Him and his homeboy was at the bar or whatever. He was running game on these girls, right? On these women or whatever, right? So, you know, he was drunk and he was speaking in the old man lingo that he speaks in. So they told the ladies that it was their last night in the country and he was from Jamaica. And they would lead his ass too. Cause he was like, blah, 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 blah. They was like, hey, man, I was like, you gotta be shitting me. Hey, man, bro.
Nah, you heard him talking to me, you know, sober.
Yeah.
When he drunk, yeah. Though, you got the slur, you got the speed, and then you got the miscommunication. Oh, man, it's awful.
Sometimes. I remember sometimes he sit next to him and be like, he be talking about, yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, what you say now?
I got it. I ain't heard a goddamn thing.
Nothing. I'm gonna ask you this.
What's up?
Since you're single.
Yep. Single.
Do you think it's harder now to be with one woman? Or do you just think it's hard, period? Or male. Not you being, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody out there can ask that question too.
Do I think it's harder to have one woman?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. Like to stay in a relationship or?
Yeah. To be with her, that one woman.
I'd be with her, that one woman. No. But for me, no.
You crazy.
But, you know, but I will say, you know, if I ever had the opportunity to do like a poly relationship, mm-hmm. I would definitely go for it for the financial benefit. The financial benefit. Not the sex. I mean, not the sex, the financial benefit. And the reason why I say the financial benefit is because if all three of us are bringing in like close to 100K, you know, and say we all got our responsibilities. Say I pay the mortgage. Okay, so my check goes to the mortgage. One person like, say I pay the mortgage and the utilities. Mm-hmm. And one person like, okay, well, I'll take care of the groceries and house upkeep. So if we too busy to cut the line, you know, they pay to have the person come cut the line and all that shit like that, right? Right. So whatever the house upkeep is, that's what they money go to. Mm-hmm. So if the furnace and shit go out, they got money to cover the furnace, right? Then say the other person like, okay, well, I'll take care of the car insurance and the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, what kind of cars are we talking about getting that fits within a budget for all of us to have? You know, and it's essentially we have one big account, you know, that, you know, one savings account or whatever like that, that we pull money into for it, say just like for trips and all that stuff like that. But we all maintain and monitor like whatever we're going to do. But the savings account is to make sure that we are good like later on, you know, and we may even have like a little clause or something like that in place. Like, well, if you decide you want to go, you know, depending on how much money in there, you could take a third of it with you. And get the fuck out of it like that. So I would do something like if I had the opportunity, like say I came across some twins and they was like, well, we do everything together. I'm just saying, like, I think that's more, I think that's a little bit more plausible. Like, man, you never know. Like, stop hating on my goddamn fantasy, nigga. Like, okay, don't hate on my wishes. I didn't, look, first of all, I ain't dated twins together. I didn't date twins. And, you know, it gets weirder and weirder as I date more. Nothing against twins or no shit like that. But, I mean, you never know. In the future, I may come across some more twins. And, you know, they may want to do things together. You know, I mean, you never know which one you're going to have, but, you know, whatever the case is, you know. But, I mean, genetically, they're the same, you know, but, you know, whatever. Why is something got to be wrong with me? Man, what? I mean, because you're married. So, married. Okay, well, that's all on. Anyways. Fucking up this conversation. Anyway, like I was saying, okay, so they can be, what if they just best friends or some shit like that or whatever?
That's still better.
Why best friends is better? So? What? Because they want to taste each other? What that got to do with me? But then,
kissing each other.
Man, hold on. But what makes you think they kissing each other though? They may not be kissing each other. They may not be kissing sisters. Okay. I may have one every other day. I mean there's ways around it.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
Fuck out of here. My bad for making you feel
I don't feel no kind of.
You get the goddamn.
And whatever. you being a real hater right now. It's a lot of hating that's going on over here.
Watch this. I'm about to flip script. I'm married. Script. All right. Okay. Love my wife.
All right.
I love everything about her.
Okay.
Do I think we are made to be with one person? For real, for real? No. Reason being, there's so much out here to where you got so many distractions, so many bumps in a road for a relationship to where you can say, you know what, I give up. I'm gonna go over here. You go over there, I'm gonna go over here. Okay. I think we are meant to have multiple partners, like multiple.
So like back in the old days,
something like that. Yeah.
Okay. But now why do you think that?
Because if you look at the times, bro, look how hard it is right now for a two parent household with right. good jobs to maintain. With kids, it got to be a third check in there somewhere. So it got to be another person somewhere, bro.
It got to be a third check, bro.
Because if you're not making, I'm gonna say, if you're not making at least 100 to 110, you got like 3 or 4 kids, bro. You
110?
Yeah, bro. 110.
I don't think it has to be that much.
What? Okay, let's see. You got a family of five.
Family of five.
You got a car. She got a car. Right. Your kid. You got 3 kids.
Right.
You don't think them two people need to make at least together at least $200,000 a year?
No.
You don't.
Not
to live comfortably nowadays. You don't think so? Now, if you look at now before you say something, okay. I'm gonna go with rent. Rent right now, bro. A regular crib is almost $1,400.
That's true. I mean, if
now you're looking at rent $1,400. We ain't got the groceries.
We ain't got the kids' shoes. We ain't got today clothes. Gas back and forth to school and work. Lunch.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Kid, if you don't know, and if you plan on having kids, man, in the future, I'm going to tell you the realest thing you ever going to hear. Fuck them kids. Don't go and have kids. I ain't even trying to be rude. Don't get me wrong. I love my son. But I don't plan on starting over. At all. I don't plan on starting over at all. I don't want any kids.
If you have kids, make sure you don't. Because if you got kids by that wrong person, that wrong guy, that wrong female, them next 18 to 21 years, that's a long time. That's like life in jail, for real. 18 to 20, 21, that's not nothing fun that you could go through when you got a female over here that don't want to do something or don't want to coexist with you for the baby, or the nigga don't want to do nothing. He just want to be there and, hey, my son hooping. Yeah, I taught him that layup. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or the weekend father. Or the holiday daddy.
Not the holiday.
The birthday daddy. That's the birthday daddy. You know what I'm saying? And they got the mamas out there too, the birthday mamas, the holiday mamas. You know what I'm saying? They got the weekend mamas. Hell, they got the I ain't in a club, the mamas come pick the kids up and shit. So
that's cool.
Hey man, they out here, bro.
Man, they definitely here. They out here and they losing them damn selves.
And they losing the kids. That's why our youth, our young, is so fucked up.
Man.
Man, I don't understand. I don't think I would ever understand how this generation think. They think they supposed to have shit now. I ain't talking about 2 minutes from now. They want it now. They go to work and they want to get paid the same day they leave. Oh yeah, all right. I didn't work 7 hours. Give my money.
And essentially, that's not how that works.
It's not, but that's how they want it.
And these kids have to realize. Like even with my son, you know, I try to educate him, making sure that if he's gonna go out there and make money, you know, to put it up, to have some financial literacy. And I'll be quite honest, I didn't have financial literacy when I grew up. Like when it came to money, it was basically spending. There was no talking about savings account. There was no talking about investments. There was not talking about any of that. So when it came to my son, I wanted to make sure that if we were talking about money, put your money up. Now he has a bad spending habit, but because he will spend all his free money, but still got money in the savings account and money in his investment account, but then go to the savings account and then take the money from there. And I'd be like, bro, like, can you like stop? You know, but hey, look. I'm going to throw y'all this number again. Though. Make sure y'all go ahead and jump on this conversation, man. Look, give us a call at 947-225-1263. Make sure you go ahead, jump in, chime in, see what's up, talk to us. Look, we don't want, I know who I don't want to call. I don't want one of the family members to call. That's it. I don't want them to call because they're ignorant. Ignorant as hell. Okay. I ain't going to lie. I love them, but they're ignorant as hell. No, I think I can pick my family. I can't pick my family. There you go. See?
But that's not picking them.
It is.
That's still your cousin or that's still your brother that you don't talk to. Nah.
I pick and choose these motherfuckers. Thank you. I pick and choose these motherfuckers. But I kind of want to jump back to this single shit because I mean, being like, I don't like being, one thing, I don't like being single. It's fun, don't get me wrong. It's fun, but you do kind of lose out on that companionship and having stuff to do with somebody. So you kind of, you kind of either do it with other people or you kind of just do it by yourself. I mean, because they're not like different single people. Like I would have to go and find single people.
But I'm saying, I'm just trying to understand, you know, like, let's say you had, you know, 5 or 6 different female friends. Okay. They don't have to be, you know, female friends. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you want to do something, you call them, hey, let's go do this. And they are down. Would it be better?
You know, if I had, you know, that many single female friends, you know,
it'd be better.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I guess I have single female friends, mm-hmm. And this is no disrespect to any of y'all. They get on my nerves sometimes. I'm gonna be so honest, and people can say whatever the fuck they want to say. But if you're a moviegoer, okay, I'm gonna tell you of a situation that I had. If you're a moviegoer, okay, and when I go to the movies, depending on the movie, I don't really want you to talk. But there's people that talk in the movies. They don't know the rules. They don't know how to shut the fuck. They don't know how to shut the fuck up. Okay. So we'll be sitting there in a movie and they're what's happening? Like, so I went out with one friend. I'm gonna tell you what happened with one friend. I went out with one friend. So he went to go see and she's not on Facebook, so she'll never hear. so we went to the movies, and we went to go see Haunted Mansion, right? And they're like, well, if it's a scary movie, I want to see it. I said, well, it's rated PG-13, so, and it's a Disney movie, so it's not really a scary movie. I wouldn't consider it a scary movie. She's like, well, it says horror in there. I'm looking like some, but it's PG-13. I can't classify that as a horror movie, but you know, people feel differently. It's you're absolutely right. It's fucking this. So I'm like, all right. So we go and we watch the movie. Mm-hmm. The shit that black women do, and I'm not gonna say all black women do it, but that's all I heard throughout the movie. And I looked over there, and I'm looking like some. I know they're not about to make sound effects all day. You gonna make these sound effects all day? You gonna make sound effects. Look, let me tell you. That was the first and the last time we went to the movies. I had another friend because I had movie buddies. Like, I really like going to the movies. So, you know, I would normally go by myself. But some people are like, hey, you know, I go with you. So, you know, with women, they would go with me. And then they will be breaking all these cardinal rules. Is you gonna pay for me? Is you gonna pick me up? Can you buy me something from the concession? Listen, okay. you crossing the line. I need you to tell the then like, oh, did you bring a cover? Like, why do I need a cover? One girl took her shoes off. I'm like, look. We are at the movies. Why do you feel the need to be so damn comfortable?
If you in chairs, so what does a fight break out? You gonna try to grab your shoes and then run? I'm just saying. I took this chick to the movies, bro, and she ordered so much shit. Well, she ain't ordered so much shit. We both did. It was like $60, bro. I was like, damn, $60. Yeah. And when I sat down, and she ordered a drink, bro. That was another $20, bro. I'm like, hold on, what the fuck going on? So I'm sitting there like, shit, I'm looking at her. She looking at me. She's like, what? I said, shit, you ordered a lot of stuff. She said, nigga, I'm your wife. I said, oh, damn, I forgot. You good, baby. Keep going.
Not that you're my wife.
Baby, you good. Keep going. Bro, I ain't been to
my first, I'm gonna, okay, look, I'll tell you like this here. Me, this is how I knew that I was going.
Hold on, somebody just commented. So I was just told that it's not like I'm picking the wrong woman.
I mean, how you know you're picking the right one?
That is true. Hey, you know what? For the person that commented, Ms. Jones, if you want to go ahead and give us a call, you can call us at 947-225-1263. And you could jump in on this topic live right now. If you want to go ahead and give us a call, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to say it a little bit slower. Because, you know, I talk a little fast. 947. No, I want to put the phone there because that's how black people talk. 947-225-1263. And, you know, we could talk about it. We can talk about it. Because if I'm out here picking the wrong ones, you know, hey, let me know.
Regardless if you seen it go in the bag, you don't know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? Facts. So, you can't choose the right. Well, I chose the right one. But I'm going to tell you how. So, me and my wife used to work together. And I took her, our first date.
Y'all used to work together?
Yeah.
So, you dated a woman at work?
Yeah.
Okay. So I ain't saying nothing.
And the crazy part about it, I used to walk around telling people, "Hey, that's what my woman. That's what my woman." I was a hoe through the whole. Everybody knew I was a hoe. Everybody was like, "Man, I ain't gonna be your woman." It's like, watch, that's gonna be my woman. So I took her out. Our first date, bro, is when we went down. I think it was MGM or Motor City, whichever one. They really just first opened.
I know. They asked to put a number again. So I'm gonna go ahead and say that number again. I'm gonna say that number again. And let me find it. The number 947-225-1263. We taking phone calls, people.
Right.
You know, we taking phone calls. Now y'all can come on, y'all come on in and you know, chime in. You know, or shit, if you want to send us a message, shoot, these messages flowing through too. Shoot, we go ahead and take these messages. Hey, we here. We are here. So
we go up there. I remember this joint just opened. So we go to the buffet.
Right.
And she looked at, she was like, the buffet, like $30 a plate. I'm like, okay.
This your first date.
First date.
What buffet you go to for $30 a plate?
This one, I think it was one of the casinos that just opened.
Okay.
Bro, we went to like little what is it called? Like a little food court.
Okay.
And she got like a burger and some fries, bro. And I'm sitting there like, I'm gonna marry her. I'm like, yeah, this the one, bro. Bro, and been loving it ever since. Cause okay. She definitely changed. Now she don't go for the little fries no more.
What is it called?
Ragu? That steak that's like $150, $200. But fucking she burned it for real. You know?
Hey, you know what? I feel that. You know? Hey, look. I understand.
I don't think I can be single again, bro. I don't think I can be single again.
You don't think you could be single again?
No, bro. Okay. If God forbid anything happen, if our marriage don't work, I'm definitely gonna be a big hoe. I wouldn't be trying out
one. So hold on, Jeff. Like we have some technical difficulties with the phone number. Saying it's not going through. Man. Let me go ahead and see if I can fix this technical difficulty real smooth. Like, I know, man. They probably did. I said it a few times. And it's on the ticker, too. They saying it ain't going through, man. Hey, I wonder if that's the problem right there. Like, let me see. Let me go ahead. Jeff, you go ahead. Keep on rolling, man. I'm gonna see if I can go ahead and fix this boy real quick.
Now she get everything she wants. But my thing is, my whole reason for telling that shit is you never know what the fuck you go get, bro.
Right.
Because that one female that was snobby and bougie the first day,
yeah,
could be that one that you need. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be that guy that really don't buy yourself nothing. You could be that guy that just, man, I got bread, but why am I show it off? You know what I'm saying? And that one female bring you out that cage or that cell and show you all kind of shit, man. And you like, damn, that's what I was missing? Like, damn. Like, I should have been doing this. And that's what they need. How they say opposites attract?
Is that what it is?
That's what they say. And me and her is two totally different people, for real.
See, that's the kind of love that I'm looking for right there. That's the kind of love and excitement that I'm looking for. but isn't that with all relationships though?
Yeah, you build, bro. You build. You start off small and you gradually grow. You know what I'm saying? But you got to grow the right way. You can't grow opposite of each other. Y'all got to kind of entwine each other. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be outgrowing her career, or her career might be outgrowing your career. And instead of you being like, man, this motherfucker. Good job, baby. Man, I praise my wife. Good job, baby.
So let me ask you this. Speaking of money. So would you be okay with, you know, your wife making more money than you?
Why wouldn't I be?
It don't, because, you know, some men feel demasculated, you know, when that happens, and they wipe in more money than them.
They only feel that way because they already was pussy in the first place. I was trying to look for a nice word, but.
I mean, there's definitely nicer words to use.
Because my thing is, that's building your bank account. As long as you putting something in that. Okay, now if she making, let's say she making $20,000, okay. You making 140. That's okay. Not that big of a difference for real.
Okay, true.
So, but you still bringing in money. But if she bringing in 120 and you bringing in 10 grand, it's a fucking problem. It's definitely a fucking problem. Yeah. What?
Look, everybody got to do their part and bring in the money that they
need
to bring
in. What the fuck is 10 grand, bro? That's a trip.
if they can only afford to bring in 10 grand at the time, it doesn't mean that they're going to bring it in forever.
Okay, let's say they got a 10 year.
Okay.
That's a grand a year that they've been together. What the fuck?
No.
Exactly. That's why I be saying no. Nah, hell no. You got to go.
First of all, I refuse to believe that.
Believe what?
That.
Exactly.
You know what?
My thing is this.
What's your thing?
If he ain't moved up or she, I keep sticking with one. If they haven't moved up,
all right,
within, I'm gonna say 4 to 5 years. Or you don't see no type of urgency. Do you still supposed to stay with him?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Because where's the urgency?
Okay, so that's just like, see, there was a story that basically stated that, you know, men would date down. So they would date a woman that is not successful. Before. But women won't date a man that is not successful, so they only gonna date up. So if that person just came,
but that ain't true.
Is it not?
No, because
guys that don't do nothing. They call themselves a drug dealer when they still selling weed. Nigga, it's dispensaries out here. So let's be for real. You're not really doing nothing. So and
these dispensaries out here.
And these females is making good money. You know what I'm saying? So
facts.
I think the females are looking more for, not all of them, but a lot of them that really want that love is like, fuck it. Just give me something. This motherfucker playing a game all day, at least I know where the fuck he at.
Nah, I ain't gonna say
shit. I play video games when I got time, but my thing is, I'm not playing a video game when my wife leave out for work. I'm already going for work. I'm not playing a video game when she come back from work. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that type of crazy shit. But if hey, young fellas, if that's what that woman wants you to do, I can't say nothing about it. That's y'all life.
You really can't.
That's y'all life. That's hey, live y'all fucking life.
Cause I can tell you right now, like for the women that are out there that are allowing the man to sit at home, play video games, and you know they play mama to him, and buy them gym shoes, buy them this, buy them that. You know, hey, more power to you. Me personally, I can't do it. I'll tell you right now. Even speaking towards that, I couldn't be a stay at home dad. I couldn't be a stay-at-home dad. It's just not in my character. Yeah. It's not in my character. So it'd be hard for me to sit at home while my wife goes to work mm-hmm. and bring home all the money. I wouldn't feel like a man at that point in time.
I feel like
she
would
have
to work. Not because that I wasn't bringing enough money home. It was I wasn't working. I was at home. And to see my wife get up and go to work, come home, look tired, and I'm all rejuvenized and looking around like, damn, what else can I do? And I felt like shit, man. Because it almost seemed like she was out there being a breadwinner, and I was a nobody, bro. Just another motherfucker mooching off of a woman. That's how I felt.
But it wasn't like that because you had circumstances though.
Right, but when you grind for so long, bro, and so hard for something, and something gets in its way, and the wife had to step up and be like, "I got you, baby." Don't get me wrong, I love that she had me. I love that she tag team, you know what I'm saying? I could tag her in. But it was more like, damn. She holding this, but I supposed to be right there, man. I supposed to be doing this. I supposed to be doing that. That's how I felt. I couldn't sit back and be like, well, she got it. I could sit here for a couple more weeks, you know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do that, bro. I couldn't wait to get back to fucking work. Not just to make money, but just to be out the house working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I was. I wouldn't, oh yeah, I could sit out for another week. Look at her going, yeah, go baby. That's my baby making that money. Nah, bro.
I still feel like you still had circumstance though. And yeah. and the reason why I say you still had circumstance because there are people that are not under that circumstance. Everybody's situation is different. Some people can allow their wives to stay at home and right. be able to take care of the kids or just be at home drinking wine and everything else that goes along with that because I don't know what that feels like. Because some woman, I'm gonna be honest with you. One woman asked me, she said, MG, don't you think that you should allow your wife to stay at home and work? I want to be a stay-at-home wife. I said, I don't know. When you gonna do that at? Because you can't do that here. I don't do stay-at-home wives. I don't do stay-at-home wives. And the reason why I don't do stay-at-home wives, and I'm gonna just be straight honest with you, is because it's too, for one, I can't have a stay-at-home wife because there's too much money out here to get. There's so much money out here to get. So no, we can't have stay-at-home wives because Bro, like, there's, if I'm bringing in 100K, and you bring in 100K, how much easier would our life be if we're both bringing in 100K? How much easier would our life be? Now, don't get me wrong. Would I like for my wife to stay at home? Yeah, if it was feasible. But in today's time, it's not feasible for a woman or a man to stay at home. Like, we cannot survive off of one household income. I feel like, you ever play Hungry Hungry Hippos? The more you can get, the better off you are. You can win the game. The less we have, because think about it. If I'm paying for everything, if I get 100K and I'm paying for everything, cars, insurance, health insurance, all that stuff, and she has a free $2,500 check, that's savings. Mm-hmm. That's whatever for the kids. That's whatever she want to do. That's a trip fund. And she can sit back and just be like, We stacking. That's $5,000 a month that you can put up. Okay. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So if we putting up like three G's and she's spending two G's, whatever fuck you want to spend it on, I'm okay, go spend two G's, but that three G's, we putting up three G's for 12 months. That's bread. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Just to put that in perspective, that's $36,000.
The way you just explained it, I don't see. Well, you know what? It might be. It could be a lot of females out there that's going to do that. But that's a lot.
It's a bit. You know what? That probably comes out of girl math and boy math because, you know, you probably just don't see it.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't, because
girl math, like, that don't make sense to me. Why can't we spend the $36,000? No,
that's our savings, baby. But we still saving. Let me spend it though. It'd be a fucking target.
We got a comment. Circumstances only last for so long. You should be always working to grow together. I agree with that. I agree with that. Should definitely be working to grow together. Because here's the thing. If we're working towards a goal, and say that goal is to retire early, I'm looking, if we work hard for 10 years and we can retire, say I'm about to be 40, and we can retire at 50 and be good until like 66 retirement age. Bro,
I'm okay with it, but I'm not where I want to be because I haven't been shown. You know what I'm saying? As far as
okay.
First, you got to work the kinks out in the relationship, and then right. you got to work the kinks out in your financial relationship. To a lot of people, that's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure,
and a lot of people might not come out on top of that.
No, hell no, I might come out on top. I'm gonna tell you why people are not gonna come out on top of that. People are not gonna come out on top of that because it's going to be hard to see. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. People that climb mountains, mm-hmm. they know that there's a peak. Yeah. They know it's going to take time to get to that peak. The problem is getting to that peak. Mm-hmm. So they know it's going to take them days to get to that peak. They know that they're going to have to sleep on the mountain to get to that peak. I think a lot of relationships and a lot of people, they can't see the peak, so they don't want to chase or go after that goal because the peak is so far beyond your sight. You can't see it. So you're looking at mountains in front of you. You're looking at obstacles in front of you. You're looking at different degrees of weather in front of you. You looking at the clouds because you can't see the top. So you sitting there like, well, dang, I can't see it, but I know it's there. But every time I try to get there, I run into an obstacle. It's like a person trying to save $1,000, but unfortunately can't save $1,000 because every time they try to save a little bit of money, something happens. You got to get an oil change. Your tire get a flat. Your engine starts to go bad. You got to buy a new car. So you can't save that thousands of dollars because you keep running into more and more issues. So you kind of deter from your goal. Like, well, fuck it. Why would I want to keep going for a goal? Because now that I'm going for that goal, even if they get to the position where they have the money to go for the goal, they have lost the discipline to go for the goal. So they can't even go for the goal anymore because of the discipline that they lost.
That's just a relationship. You just broke down right there. That was just a relationship. You ain't talking about nothing about how the financial part of the relationship is, because that mountain with all them dips and dives and big ass mountain lions around the corner.
Yeah,
that's just the relationship part.
That's just a relationship part.
You ain't even get to the well, babe. Can you not go get your nails done this week? What? Can I wait, man? You know what? Yeah, I this week, yeah, I can hold out this week. Oh, he would have got his hair cut. Why I couldn't get my nails done?
When a haircut was cheaper, to be honest. They would have hit that. Haircut was cheaper.
But you still wouldn't have got something that you would. So why couldn't she get something? So you see what I'm saying?
True.
So people start to, when stuff starting to happen, people start to see better. I'm gonna say see better, because okay, when we first started, we had $100 in the bank.
Right.
Now let's say we 5 years into it, we got $60,000 in the bank. Okay. She getting her nails done. You getting his hair cut. He go get a new car. Oh shit. He can go get a new car. I got a new car. We got $60,000 in the bank. Okay. Now that $60,000 is kind of disappeared a little bit, because now he went and got a top-notch car. Of course, wife got to have a top-notch car.
True.
Now she's going to start shopping more because her car and her clothes got to go together. And he looking be like, oh, my baby looking good. I got to look good. Boom. That's where you say the what was it called? The what? The discipline. Start declining. I mean, some people got the discipline, but a lot of people, when they see a certain amount of money, they think they're set. They think they're good. But you're not. Because just as slowly as that money came, just as fast as it'll go, because now you want nice ass shit.
And also real shit, like money, you'll be surprised how fast money goes.
Have you ever tried to hold 5 gallons of water?
No, I haven't.
That's how fast money can look up.
I don't think I want to do that.
Hey, you hold your hands out and let somebody pour 5 gallons worth of water in your hands. You probably end up with probably about 10 ounces of water. You know? So that's how fast money can move through your bank account to the stoves. So if you don't have discipline, if y'all don't have a goal, it'll never happen. Well, it will happen. But then you will lose it just as fast. And then the blame game will start. Well, you wanted a new car. Well,
you wanted that.
Yeah. The blame game starts. After the blame game, now y'all looking at each other cross-eyed. And, can't stand this bitch.
You know, so. Hey, look, I just want to let you know I'm loving these comments. I am still working on this phone, on this phone thing, so y'all can go ahead and call in. We had it working yesterday. We tested this out yesterday, and it was working. Okay, it was working. I don't want you to think that I'm sitting here bullshit. Like, I'm really trying to get this phone line together. So I had to fix the phone thing later. Yeah. No, hey, if y'all want to go ahead and chime in on the comments, I'll post your comments on the feed. Hey, if y'all got questions, man, no, we all for y'all jumping in on here. Say where y'all got to stay. Look, I'm loving it. I appreciate it. This is Jeff No Chaser. I am M&G. So, and just to let y'all know, this is not just our first time sitting together and doing a podcast. This is the first live podcast that we're actually doing together. Right. We actually have on Spotify, Fair Women and Nice Guys on Spotify. And basically what we talk about in there, we talk about some of the topics that we're talking about today. But we also talk about other hard-hitting conversations. Our last podcast that we did was talking about marriage before and after the ring. Now, if you haven't heard that podcast, you can go to Spotify, you can go to Apple Podcasts, you can go to iHeartRadio, and you can listen to my podcast over there. I talk about being a single father. I talk about how I beat the system and got custody of my son. I talk about the last 17 years of raising my son, and now he's a senior about to graduate high school and go to college or trade school or whatever he decides he want to go into with little to minimum effort from the other party. Not trying to downplay him or anything, but we just speaking truth, okay? So if y'all got questions or anything about some of the stuff that we talk about, y'all just want to chime in. You know, we're here, but speaking about marriage before and after the ring, but let me just go ahead and put this out there that the next show that's coming up is paternity test and how important it is. So that's coming out Monday at 8 o'clock. So make sure you go and find Fair Women and Nice Guy on any podcast streaming platform and make sure you go ahead and look out for that. Now, marriage before and after the ring. I got to talk about that. I got a phone call on that. hold on, let me tell you this shit. Let me tell you. My ex called me about that. Heard it and called me. Now, it's the reason why I go by M&G. It's the reason why, you know, it's Fair Weather, it's a nice guy. We getting real relentless on here. My ex called me about that. Heard the podcast, listened to the whole thing. It was like, well, I got questions. So I'm on my way to work. So I'm like, okay, well, you got questions. I'm going to need you to call. I'm driving. So she calls me. And she like, well, you know, you were talking about how you want to go ahead and file a prenup. And I said, you know, yeah, I do want to file a prenup. You know, that's what I want to do. So she basically said, well, now mind you, this is a girl that I dated a year ago. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, did you think about that when we were dating? Did you think about that when we were dating? I was like, that's real self-conscious of you. I'm not self-conscious. I'm just being curious. It was a year ago. I said, this is. I said, this is a new revelation that I'm having. This ain't got shit to do with you.
But my thing is, where in the world, where in the universe, you get the courage to text me and say, you got questions about something, and we ain't been together in about a year. Why do you want to know if that went through my mind a year ago?
A year ago.
Did we get married? No. So why the
fuck divorce? Do
you want to know? No. What was the purpose? See, that, once again, that goes back to where when they feel that they lost that good one, they got to figure something out.
You know what?
That could have been an opening door to her saying, well, we might give it another try.
No lies. Mm-hmm. So I had to explain to them why I will file for a prenup. Now, I'm going to be 100. I'm filing for a prenup at any given income level. Okay? And women, if you got an issue with me saying that, please chime in. Okay? And this is why I say that. and I had to explain the same thing to her, okay? Because obviously there's a lot of people that's kind of like on my head about this prenup thing. So, so here, matter of fact, so we were having a conversation. So before I jump into that, somebody had sent me a post because we were talking about girl math and boy math. So somebody sent me a post and basically said, boy math is a man trying to get a prenup and only make 30K a year. Now,
me personally, when I say I do, when I said I do, I put all my eggs in one basket.
Okay.
I didn't want no prenup, no separate bank account, none of that shit. Everything I have is in this one basket because at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, I can say I put 230% into this.
Okay.
I did it all. I put it all everything.
All by your lonely.
Not by my lonely. She did the same. Well, I don't know. She might got a couple of eggs, a couple of, you know, spread it somewhere.
Okay.
But me personally, everything I have is right here. All my cards on the table. Okay. My shit is face up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So when it's all said and done, I can say I gave my all, my 1,000%.
Right.
So don't ask me to do the same thing with this next woman because I ain't got it no more. My tank empty.
Okay. So this is why I say that I will file a prenup. And this is, and you can look this information up. This is all statistics.
Okay. My bad. Did you hear that? Oh, my bad.
I did. That's why I paused. My bad. So here's the thing. When it comes to divorce rate, more than 80% of relationships or marriages end in divorce because the woman files.
You
don't
know why?
No, I know why.
Okay, why?
Oh, no, come back. No, you go ahead and tell me why. No, you tell me why. I'm just telling you the statistic, but go ahead, tell me why.
Because they not getting what they were.
Bullshit.
Okay, tell me why.
Okay, I'll tell you why. The reason why is because some women, not all women, I'm not gonna condemn all women.
Mm-hmm.
Some women, when they know that there's enough money there,
mm-hmm.
and they have reached some kind of peak of finance,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm about to go ahead and leave for this money over the most minute shit. Because here's the thing, what is irreconcilable differences? Mm-hmm. What is irreconcilable differences?
Something
that good. Exactly my point. I want a divorce because of irreconcilable differences.
Now, with that being said, when you marry this woman, you know what the fuck you married.
Of course. So
if you say I do and she say money do, you know what the fuck she there for.
Exactly. So now, not to cut you off.
Go ahead.
To go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if we know that more than 80% of marriages end because of women files.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you put a prenup in place, it damn near cause that shit damn near fucking in half. Mm-hmm. Wanna know why? A divorce attorney basically said relationships last longer when a prenup is in place versus those that do not have a prenup in place. So you know what that tells me? No. It's not saying that. What it's saying is that if I put a prenup in place and you're willing to sign a prenup, you know that you're leaving with the same shit that you left with, that you came with. So you'll be more inclined to be devoted to the dream of going forward. No, nigga, fuck.
You know what that's telling me?
What
is
telling
me? Okay, that's telling me is
Might as well.
But I'm gonna fuck him over.
But you know what? I bet you it make a work at it.
It's not gonna work.
What you mean ain't gonna make it worse? So you basically saying she gonna be there unhappy?
Yes.
Man, fuck no.
They stay there for kids. They stay in a marriage. They stay in a marriage that they hate the guy.
That's a
kids.
Sometimes that's a mutual agreement.
Sometimes it is, but 90% of the time it ain't. Let's be for real. The woman will stay in a fucked up relationship because she want a two parent household for her kids. That's real shit.
But the kids already know that some bullshit.
They do know, but at the same time, the woman thinking that she's doing something right because she didn't have a two parent household. She want what's best for her kids. So I'm gonna take this man that's out here fucking around, out here lumping me upside my head, out here being disrespectful as hell because my kids could have a father and a mother. So if they stand with them. Just for their kids, what makes you think they won't stay with a mother?
I can tell you right now, I ain't gonna be unhappy in our relationship. You wanna go? we ain't even gonna do it.
Women do it all the time, bro. Women do it all the time. I understand you said they get divorces for money and all that shit, but let's see. Yeah, let's say we go into that relationship,
right?
Let's say I'm fucking around. The whole relationship,
mm-hmm.
and she just taking it on the chin.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna stop? No, I'm done, babe. I'm sorry. I love you. Go buy her something. Yeah, I'm done, babe. I'm sorry. Go take her out to dinner.
Okay.
When we're all done mentally fucking them up, you don't think they deserve something? So they go take what hurt us. What hurt men? Worse than fucking a pride and joy car up. Losing their money. So when we're done mentally fucking them, because that's what we're doing.
Okay.
We're mentally fucking them up for the next person.
Okay.
They say, oh, only place I know I can hurt them is where? His pockets. So I'm gonna hit him in his pockets, get a divorce. And leave them.
Okay.
All right. And then what we do? Man, that bitch took my money, man. Fuck her, man. Man, out of the 10 years you've been married, how long you been faithful? Man, I was faithful the whole wedding day.
Okay, so what if they are faithful?
Then if the guy's faithful?
Yeah.
Then you got to work at it and see what the fuck the problem is. But you gotta see what the problem is. You gotta see why they don't wanna work at it. Why don't you wanna work at this? What is the problem? You just done? Why are you just done? It gotta be something happening.
You know why she just done?
Because she wanted the money.
Exactly.
So you knew that in the first place, then.
We didn't know that in the first place.
You had to.
I mean, listen, there's some Transformers out here and they like Decepticons. So you're
right.
So you really don't know. You're to right. be honest. You really don't know.
I think nowadays, they're more to tell you they don't give a fuck about you. They just want their money. They just want your money than to be sitting back like, oh, no, that's okay, baby.
Look,
that's what I think.
Listen, if you want my money, I can tell you right now, it's going to be a problem. Because I ain't giving that shit up without a fight.
But that's you. You know how many guys would be out here that would say, you know what, you just want some money. I just want to come. All right, let's get married. You just want a green card? Let's get married.
Look,
we stay married 10 years and we divorce and you can get half of this. I just spent these my great 10 years with you because you're such a beautiful lady. It's guys out there that do that, bro. I wouldn't do that shit.
I'm not doing it. Because here's the thing. There's nothing worse than a shallow relationship.
Facts.
There's nothing worse than a shallow relationship.
Right.
But like, No, bro. I can't.
You can't, but it's a guys. Bro, do you realize how many guys it is that sit behind a computer and date a whole man and thinking that they sending a beautiful woman money to come to America? Let's be for real, bro. Do you know how many guys sit behind computers? And crazy part about this,
it can be a woman, and she'll be giving the money to her family. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And they mail order brides, bro. Come on. So yeah, it's plenty of them out there that'll do it. Plenty.
I'm just gonna be 100. I can't.
Like I said, I'm glad I got married when I got married to the person I married. Because don't get me wrong, my wife is, she's a firecracker, bro. She keep a brother on his toes. But at the same time, I keep her on her toes as well. Mm-hmm. But we it's like we gel together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have a great time, period. She be on her shit, I be on my shit. If we come to each other and be like, hey, this is what I want. All right, let's go get this goal. Bam. Boom. We run towards it. You know what I'm saying? Full throttle. How many people you know that you can get together in a room and say, hey, I want this, I want that, and all of them go full throttle? Probably two would. And then one of them will start falling off when they see the goal getting just a hair close. You know what I'm saying? Not my wife, bro. We in it to win it, bro. That's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. That's why I say I have all my eggs in this one batch. Okay. Because after this, because God forbid anything happened to this batch. God forbid anything happened to this nest. No, nigga. I will not.
I think you will. I don't even care what you say. I think you will.
Maybe I'll probably
get a
girlfriend.
You won't have a girlfriend.
But I will not get married again.
You gonna have a whole nother wife.
There will not be. I will not get married.
He gonna have a whole nother wife.
To
his wife, I hope y'all last till like y'all 80.
Friday, December 15th, 2023.
Whatever. He's gonna have another.
I'm standing in love with my wife.
If anything happens, she's gonna have another wife.
Never.
I'm gonna be there to witness it. I'm gonna be in a wedding this time. I was in the stands last time. So before we go, okay, because we've been doing this for an hour and a half. Okay, it's been an hour and a half. So I mean, unless you want to go for another 30 minutes. Yeah. He's like, I gotta go. So listen, we plan on. So I'm gonna talk with Jeff No Chaser, and I'm gonna see if he's willing to come back on another Friday at 7 o'clock, and we're gonna do this again. So next time we do it, it's gonna be on YouTube, and it's gonna be on Instagram. Okay, and we're gonna get this damn phone line to work so people can go ahead and call in. But make sure you check out our other podcasts, our other episodes on Spotify. Check out our other episodes on iHeartRadio. Like, it's about 20 of them out there already, okay? The next one coming up is talk about paternity and why it's important, because there's a lot of men out here that are fathering kids or being father of kids. And when I say fathering kids, not like impregnating a woman and, you know, she and she's having a baby. What I'm saying by fathering kids is that they're fathering kids that they believe that is theirs and is not theirs, mm-hmm. and they refuse to go ahead and get the DNA test. So I want all men to go ahead and be able to get the DNA test. Don't wait till they're 18 to get the DNA test and then realize that you have spent all your hard-earned money on a kid that is not yours. Matter of fact, we can talk about that one next Friday. You know, if you're available, you know, come out next Friday. We're going to have this conversation again. I don't know what the hell we're going to stream this shit to, but it's probably going to be, we're going to look at it. Follow us on Instagram. And you go and I'll put on there where we're gonna stream at on Instagram. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at FarewellMNG, and we're gonna get this phone shit together. I'm a little disappointed that this shit didn't work, but we're gonna get this shit together. So Jeff No Chaser, it's your boy MNG, Farewell Mr. Nice Guy, the podcast, this is the live stream. So we hope to see y'all next time. So make sure you follow us, like us, share us. I don't know how long this is going to be up. Share this shit too. Jeff, anything you want to say to the people, man?
Nope.
It is Jeff Go Chaser, man. But make sure you follow us on TikTok. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Farewell MNG, for both of those. Look, we're going to get out of here. We're going to catch y'all in the next episode.